Big hour coming up on Racing Pulse. There is, as we speak, a massive inquiry into Adam Hieronymus in New South Wales in regards to alleged bets that have been placed. He has pleaded guilty, but day one of the hearing had some explosive content, and Chris Roots will join us in about 10 minutes' time to discuss that and also preview what may occur today. We'll also catch up with Zach Purton. Looking forward to heading over to Hong Kong, having a chat to the champion jockey, Joe O'Neill from Prime Thoroughbreds, and Amy McDonald, who has unearthed a superstar jumper, flying agent. We'll have a chat to her. But time now to head over to New Zealand and have a chat to champion trainer Jamie Richards, who celebrated finally getting back to the racetrack with cracking 100 wins for the season. Good morning, Jamie. Congratulations.
Morning, Michael. Thank you. Yeah, no, it was good. Been a long time coming, but, good to get the milestone done.
We talk about getting stuck in the nervous 90s. For you, you were stuck on 99 for quite some time, but no fault of your own.
No, exactly. And you just got to get on with it. And, we're just thankful that we're back racing and back into it.
Well, it's a big achievement. I know 100 winners for any trainer is big, but that's the first time you've done it on your own. And you're currently ranked ninth in the world on the global trainer rankings, which is quite remarkable. I think something like 11 Group 1s. We saw three of them here in Australia. And the superstars that we're looking forward to you bringing out here to Australia. Last time I spoke to Dave Ellis and yourself, you were planning on bringing up to a dozen out to Melbourne for the Spring Carnival. With what's occurred in the last week or so regarding COVID-19, has there been any change to those plans, or are you still marching ahead and bringing those horses out here?
Yeah, we're certainly still looking at it, but, I guess everybody's a little bit concerned and it becomes a bit tougher, especially when they're shutting the borders between New South Wales and Victoria. The longer it goes on, the more concerning it becomes, I guess is a good way to put it. Yeah. And we've just got to be mindful of that. But our plan was always to sort of have these horses ready to trial up sort of back into July and early August and then look to bring them over. We've just got to see how it all plays out in the next couple of 3 weeks and go from there.
Have you acquired those boxes at Flemington you were talking about?
There are some boxes there, probably not quite as many as we would like, but there is other options available that we're looking at the moment.
So at this stage, are you confident that you can get the horses here? It's more a decision from whether you do want to actually bring the horses and your staff.
Yeah, I think we've got the right horses to come over and be competitive. I'm pretty sure of that. But getting the staff and the horses there is the concern. Mm. And I think rather than be rushing into it, say the first week of August, we might just take stock of things and give them a couple of trials here and possibly a race and maybe look at it later in August. But Dave and Karen and myself are going to sit down and have a bit of a talk later in the week and firm all of those sorts of things up. And one thing I do know for sure is we've got a couple of really nice horses in Sydney and they're building fitness hopefully we can see them race in the spring there as well.
So Melody Bell and Probabil are those two horses. What's their campaigns looking like in the build-up? Where do they kick off?
Melody Bell will kick off in the Missile. Pretty keen to give her a run before the Winx Stakes, make sure that she's 100% ready to go. She usually needs a run now that she's a little bit older. So she's going to have a bit of an exhibition gallop that she'll trial before the Missile. And Probabil, we're just still working through that a little bit. She was probably going to go down to Melbourne pretty quickly. But we'll just have to reassess things. Is it the Show County? Mm-hmm. There's a 1,200-metre race there. The same day there's an 1,100 fillies and mares race that one of those races could be suitable to kick her off, but we'll just have a look at it, make a bit of a plan. I think that's the 22nd, so that's the day of the Winx Stakes.
What do you think she's best suited at? It looked like she failed to run out the Oaks distance on that heavy track. What do you think's her best distance?
Probably a mile to 2,000 metres at this stage, I think, certainly no further. So we'll just sort of make a bit of a plan around how we go about where we want to end up in the spring. I mean, the three-year-old fillies don't have the best record going into the spring, so I think that we want to be a little bit cautious about what races we're targeting, probably try and stay away from the big heavy hitters in the weight for age races if we can, and you know, races like the Ipsum or the Sir Rupert Clark or the Toorak, all of those sorts of races where she would get in with a reasonable weight, have some appeal.
And Melody Bell, Cox Plate, ultimate goal, I'm assuming. And what in your mind is the program you've kind of got mapped out?
We were sort of, we haven't locked ourselves into too much just yet. We've got the Missile and the Winx as our first couple of runs, and then she could go to Melbourne or she could stay in Sydney. So there's plenty of options for a mare like her, but she'll be staying weight for age and you know, hopefully heading towards Mini Valley at the end of October.
Another big decision is your jockey. I know Opie Boston's due to return to riding in New Zealand in the next week or so. What do you do, a jockey over here in Victoria and also New South Wales for the spring?
Well, again, we've just got to see how the COVID pandemic plays out, what we're able to do and what we're not able to do. Obviously, Opie is our retained rider and very keen to get him back to Australia if at all possible, but if he has to spend 2 weeks in quarantine, it does make things very tricky. So we haven't really done a lot there yet. We're just sort of still working through it all. And as you can understand, Michael, there's a lot of things up in the air.
Would you be open to having an Australian rider, be it based in Victoria or Sydney, that is your spring carnival rider and keep Opie in New Zealand?
Oh, we just need to work through all of those sorts of things, Michael. I can't answer that question today. But, you know, what I do know is that we've used the best riders that we can possibly get in the, you know, in previous visits to Australia, and we'll be continuing to do the same.
What about Avantage? When do we get to, hopefully, is that one of the ones that you're planning to base here in Melbourne?
Yes, it is. She'll be coming up and trialling towards the end of the month, and then again in the middle of August. And her first run's probably going to be the first week of September. Everything is sort of back here 2 weeks from where we normally are. So instead of kicking off middle of August, she'll probably start first week of September. But she's coming along really well. Very pleased with her condition, and she looks great.
And Cool as a Beal?
He's in good shape, yep. He's coming to hand nicely. He just first over a three-quarter there on Friday, so he's sort of just building a bit of fitness, and he'll probably trial towards the back end of July, similar sort of program as Avantage, and could kick off at New Zealand on the 5th of September.
All right. We can't wait to see the horses out here. Fingers crossed this COVID situation sorts itself out. The other one that we absolutely love and there's a lot of care for here is Tiakau Shark. We know he had the operation a couple of weeks ago. How's he progressing?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's still in the hospital. He had a little bit of a hold-up post his surgery. He just got a little bit of a bug in the lung that we had to treat and sort out, but we're on top of that now. His blood work is improving, and we're hopeful that he'd be out of the clinic sort of by the end of this week or early next week sort of thing. And then the plan is to spell him in New South Wales for probably 3 or 4 weeks, make sure everything's 100%, and then bring him back to New Zealand, give him a break, and get him ready for racing later in the summer and hopefully back to Sydney in the autumn.
Well, that's brilliant. So has the operation been a success and he's got sight in that eye?
Well, I think it's certainly improving, but because of the bug he's had in his lung, he's been on some medication and stuff which you know, have an effect on other parts of the body. So it would be nice to, you know, get him over the bug that he's had and then get him off the treatment and see how everything looks. But certainly the implants at this stage have improved. What you would say is the cloudiness in his eye, and they don't appear to be painful or anything like that. So, you know, he's got a long road in front of him, but we think he's going the right way.
So all going well, you're confident he can get back to the track?
Well, that's why we did the operation. Otherwise, he basically wasn't, you know, he wasn't a racing proposition if we couldn't fix his eyesight. So we think we're heading the right way. We just need to take him along quietly. And he's obviously been in the hospital, you know, a fair while. So, look, he's got a few hurdles to get over yet, but we're confident that everything's going the right way.
Well, good luck with the Shark, Jamie. We've got all our fingers crossed, and hopefully we get to see the Orange back in action here in Melbourne during the Spring Carnival, at the start of the Spring Carnival as well. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Michael.
Jamie Richards.